This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Protocol for Life Balance, offering a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for relief of occasional minor aches and pains of overexertion, ache action, MSM, and hyaluronic acid. This suite of products may help to support a healthy response to normal physiological stress and promotes a balanced response to joint stress, flexibility, and mobility. They're backed by solid scientific data and available now at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's an hour or two of the most recent health information provided to you in an entertaining form. And you can be part of the program, 877-726-8255, our number. And we got lots of time to take your questions, hear your comments on this holiday weekend. Yeah, it's Halloween, and it's kind of scary what's going on, all with COVID and mandates and a lot of first responders here in New York, where I reside, just being furloughed because they haven't had the vaccinations. So I'm here in New Jersey this weekend broadcasting from my New Jersey studio, but I wonder what's going to be like going back to New York, which is going to be bereft of police and fire responders and EMT workers, many of whom chose to take a furlough instead of getting the vaccine. 877-726-8255, our number. Of course, we're going to be talking about COVID because it still remains the dominant theme on the health front, but there's some encouraging developments that I'll share with you. 877-726-8255, news of a drug, a commonly used drug that costs $4 for a course of treatment that could dramatically reduce hospitalization and death. It's a repurposed medication, and no, it's not hydroxychloroquine, it's not ivermectin. Those may still have some bona fides, but it's something entirely different, and it may surprise you. 877-726-8255 to join in on the conversation. Well, it's a scary weekend because it's Halloween, and I got a little bit of a leg up on the scariness of this weekend by watching a video from Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, who has just this week rebranded the company as Meta, M-E-T-A. And Meta refers to the metaverse, which Mark Zuckerberg wants to take on as the new coming thing. The metaverse is coming, he says. It's going to be a very, very big deal. When it's complete, our physical reality will merge with the digital universe. And according to the Zuck, that's an unalloyed benefit. But I'm kind of concerned, and I want to sound the alarm about our headlong rush into this new murky area of technology. We'll talk a little bit about the medical implications of it, because what is happening is that faster internet and more sophisticated devices enable the metaverse. The metaverse is a place where all kinds of interactions will happen on the virtual level, not on the real level. You'll go to the office by walking into your living room, turning on your computer, putting on your virtual reality glasses, or your Oculus, which is, by the way, a company that Facebook has extensively invested in, and you can have a virtual reality meeting in the office or with individuals anywhere in the world who have comparable devices. Plus, you can attend with what is called an avatar. And an avatar means that it's not really you in the room. It's an idealized you in the room. If you want to try out a new hairstyle, or if you want to try out a new eye color, or perhaps apply some facial hair, maybe you, like me, don't grow a beard or mustache readily. Well, you can have a full, bushy facial hair display through the use of virtual reality. And you can pick your skin color. You can even pick your gender, I suppose, via the use of virtual reality. You can make a enhanced representation of yourself. You don't need plastic surgery anymore. You'll be able to do virtual enhancement on your face, on your physique. You can assume any form you want. And that's going to sort of play havoc with our social relationships. Because just because we can doesn't mean that we should. The pandemic has accelerated this because many of us have stayed home working or studying remotely. And that may last for a while because people have kind of gotten used to the convenience of it. Commuting is murder, takes a lot of time away. And being in an office setting with the virus circulating around causes a lot of people to want to just hang out in their own sheltered environment at home. Artificial intelligence and machine learning will help the metaverse conform to our tastes and preferences. We can make it any way we want. We can say, maybe we want to go somewhere. We want to go to Hawaii, or we want to go to Antarctica. And without consuming fuel on a jet flight, all the inconvenience of airports, we can just transport ourselves to these new realities. If we want to go deep sea diving, we can do it with all kinds of colorful fish surrounding us. We can become racers in race cars. We can do pretty much what we want. Kids are already doing it because gaming is a big thing. The problem with gaming is that it is highly, highly addictive. And the word is immersive. And that's what Zuckerberg wants from the metaverse. He wants it to be immersive. But already, social media is so immersive that it is sucking the brains of many, especially of our young people. And gaming addiction is a real thing. You know, think of paleo reality before the advent of the first media, which was silent films. And then there were Technicolor movies, and more people spent their time in theaters in a fantasy world. And then came television, bringing the world into our living rooms. And that was very, very addictive. I was part of the baby boomer generation who spent hour upon hour in front of the TV set, virtually getting sucked into the screen. And then there was the advance of the internet and social media, which is deliberately addictive and immersive. But imagine with the power of virtual reality glasses and various devices that will actually take us into the action, literally, so that we can experience it in virtual reality. So there's some beneficial aspects to this from the standpoint of medicine, because this is a health show. We can have remote surgery. Your surgeon can be chilling on the slopes in Aspen and then go to his or her desk and perform surgery using robotic techniques on a patient anywhere in the world. Say, you know, you're stuck in Jersey City, but your surgeon is enjoying him or herself somewhere else, and they can do surgery on you from afar. That's already been done. And of course, there's a lot of teaching and training opportunities, advanced simulators, because in the old days, to learn human anatomy, I had to walk into a room filled with formaldehyde fumes to dissect cadavers, literally dead people, and a pretty darn unpleasant way of learning anatomy. But with virtual reality, you can put on glasses or a headset, and you can undertake surgery without actually cutting or having to deal with a dead body. And there's also opportunities for treatment of depression or pain or anxiety. Imagine being in a hospital and you can put on virtual reality glasses and transport yourself to some pleasant meadow or some beautiful beach in an effort to help you recover from your surgery. Or perhaps you suffer from a phobia and you can, via virtual reality, and this is already being done, begin to gradually experience, without actual danger, the sensation of boarding a plane or climbing to the top of a tall building or going out in public. If you have agoraphobia, you can begin to get treatment that will desensitize you to whatever it is that is the basis for your phobia. And of course, paralyzed patients will be able to walk and vault and jump and run again via virtual reality. And then there's lots of fitness applications. You don't even have to leave your living room. Already there are many such things on the internet, but it'll be even more immersive in the future. And then there'll be virtual pets for the lonely. You won't have to clean out the kitty box or take Rover for a walk, because you'll have a virtual pet. And then, of course, the opportunities in pornography, because that's always a leading killer app whenever there's a new technology, and on it goes. But I have some real concerns about the effects of technology on human interaction. And is life going to become just one big simulation? Is this the kind of world we want for our children and grandchildren? It's kind of a scary prospect this Halloween that the metaverse is upon us. 877-726-8255. We'd like your comments and questions if you're concerned about the metaverse or anything. You can check in with us at 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And a game-changer study on COVID that's going to really change the way that people look at the pandemic. But before that, 877-726-8255 gets you an opportunity to record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Diane from Scranton, a regular listener. I'm calling because I had some blood work, and I was very low on potassium, low on white blood cells, high on B12. So my question really is about getting enough potassium. I was trying to adhere to a low-carb diet, but unfortunately, a lot of the high potassium fruits and vegetables, particularly vegetables, actually have the potassium. Potatoes, bananas, squash. So I'm just wondering, do low-carb adherents supplement with potassium somehow? Or if you have anything to say about the blood work, it would be appreciated also. Thank you.
Okay, you know, so low potassium is an issue when you go on a very low carb or ketogenic diet. You lose a lot of water and you lose a lot of minerals. And some people undergo what is called the keto flu. They really feel terrible. And part of that is just carb withdrawal. Your body is switching gears from getting its energy from carbohydrates to getting its energy from ketones, which are sort of an efficient way of getting your energy, but your body's not used to it. So when you go on a very low-carb diet, you may eliminate some fruits and vegetables, which are good sources of potassium. But it's not that hard to use low-carbohydrate foods to replete your potassium. When you take a potassium supplement, they're limited by law to 99 milligrams of potassium, which is not that much. By comparison, eating an avocado, which is permitted on the ketogenic diet, gives you 708 milligrams of potassium. So a lot more from foods. And you don't have to eat bananas to get potassium. That's kind of an old saw that, yeah, bananas are a great source. But other foods like red, yellow, and green peppers are good sources of potassium as well. Salmon even is a pretty decent source of potassium as a non-vegetable food. It gives you about 309 milligrams of potassium. Mushrooms, especially cremini mushrooms, pretty good source of potassium, and they're keto legal. Even eggplant, which is low carb, 188 milligrams per cup. And nuts are a good source of potassium. And of course, there's some leafy greens that you can eat, the low carb veggies. You have to have a little less in the way of fruit when you really want to go ketogenic. In terms of your blood tests, it's really common to see people high in B12, especially if they take a supplement, so I'm not particularly worried. The low white blood cell count, pretty common. When it goes below 3, then you have to start thinking about maybe getting checked, possibly by a hematologist to see if it's consequential. But it's not that big a deal to see a white blood cell count that's 3.6 or 3.8. It is below the range, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're in trouble or that your immune system is collapsing. So there you have it. There are ways of getting potassium in. You can also use potassium salt on your food. But it's good to get some sodium when you're going very low carb, because especially folks on a ketogenic diet become depleted in sodium. So there you go. 877-726-8255 our number. We're looking for some live calls during today's program, so call in, feel free. Come directly into the doctor's office. Check things out with me. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance for relief of occasional minor aches and pains of overexertion, ache action, MSM, and hyaluronic acid, this suite of products may help to support a healthy response to normal physiological stress and promotes a balanced response to joint stress, flexibility, and mobility. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. That gets you directly into the doctor's office to pose your question. And Maddie on Long Island is calling.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I got the Johnson & Johnson the last day of July. And I was exposed to my son by dropping off some groceries at his front door, and who has COVID, and I don't know if it's in my mind, but I don't feel that great. So I want to know, what could I do to prevent me from getting COVID? And two, should I stop taking all the mushroom extracts I'm taking?
Okay. So, a couple of things. First of all, the J&J vaccine, a single vaccine, that was kind of a misconceived idea. I mean, it made the J&J vaccine a popular alternative to the two-shot regimens, but now it turns out that probably should have been a two-shot regimen, maybe separated by 6 weeks or so, because the second shot gives you a lot more immunity than just one shot alone. So they're now telling people who've got one J&J to get a second J&J to get the full protection. Now, you talk about these circumstances where you dropped some groceries off at your son's house? I mean, what do you
apartment.
Do?
Apartment. Like,
you knocked on the door and ran? Is that what
he
you did?
I knocked on the door and he opened the door and I said, oh, hi. And,
No. That's not how it's transmitted. It's very unlikely that he's going to transmit it to you through a brief encounter. But let's say hypothetically you were exposed. First of all, I'll reassure you that you probably weren't exposed. And you're feeling a little, icky because, I mean, just, when somebody tells me, when I run into somebody and they tell me that they have a cold, I step back a few feet. I mean, this is pre-COVID. And I suddenly do sort of a whole body check and I go, my throat's a little scratchy and I'm a little achy. And, go through this whole sort of psychological meltdown thinking uh-oh, here I go. And, of course, that's a psychosomatic. So, but let's assume that you were exposed, just for the sake of argument, because it's a teachable moment, right? We can talk about what to do if you're exposed. So if you have exposure and distinct exposure, even before you test positive, it's not a bad idea to do something you're probably already doing. Have enough zinc on board to make a difference, and that would be around 50 milligrams per day of elemental zinc. Adequate vitamin D, and those who are not taking vitamin D, you can start off by taking 5,000 international or 10,000 international units for a few days. Generally, I don't suggest 10,000 ongoing, but having enough vitamin D on board is important. Quercetin 2 will blunt the seriousness of COVID. We know that. And in the early phases, we do think that things like mushrooms may be good, things like maitake, and things that boost the immune system like elderberry. But in the later phases, if you come down with COVID and you're really sick with COVID, maybe that's the time to hold back on those really strongly immune-stimulating things, because we know that in the later stages or the intermediate stages of COVID where people start to go downhill, they develop what's called cytokine storm. And you don't want to rev your cytokines too much with these things like elderberry and mushroom extracts, things like Empower or AHCC. Those might be good in the early phases or for prophylaxis or prevention, but not when you come down very sick. Melatonin is useful too, and I would go relatively high, 10 or 20 milligrams at bedtime. And don't worry, it's not going to put you in a coma. Melatonin is not that sedating when taken at that level. Most people don't notice. It's a dose that I prescribe for cancer as well, patients who are trying to prevent a recurrence of prostate cancer, breast cancer, benefit from melatonin and many other cancers. So that's a basic rundown of some of the things that you can take. You can take some of the products from CV Sciences that are helpful for immune support, their defense product for just general support day-to-day. But if you feel like you're coming down with something, you can take one of their acute formulas. With a respiratory infection, that can be very helpful. You're probably already doing some of this stuff, right, Maddie?
Right. So I should tell my son to stop taking Empower, although he seems to have an extremely mild case.
Well, if he has a mild case, then I think that that could be okay. I mean, how old is your son?
He's a patient of yours. He's 40.
So he's a young guy. So a young guy is going to do fine. And he probably, since he's your son, he's probably taking a lot of the right stuff already.
Also, he does. And he just came back up 12 days before he got diagnosed with from Arizona, where he partied. And
mm-hmm. And by the way, was he vaccinated?
Oh, yeah. He was double vaccinated with Pfizer.
So there you go. And that's a lead in to something that I'm going to discuss in a moment. Because we're going to talk a little bit about the effect of vaccination on reducing the risk of passing COVID within a household, okay, which is your situation. So hang up, Maddie, and listen to this report that I'm about to share with you. This report is a real game changer because one of the premises of our vaccine effort is that we're trying to crush COVID. We want to eradicate it, do your part, get vaccinated, because we're going to stomp it out. Also, the argument has been raised that if you do not get the vaccination, you're killing people. It's irresponsible. It's been analogized to driving drunk. Okay? It's not just that you're putting yourself at risk. You're putting everybody else at risk. Right? That's the analogy that's been used. Certain politicians, people in the media have been trumpeting that. So this study looks at the risk of passing COVID within the household, depending on whether you've been vaccinated or not vaccinated. So let's hypothetically look at a situation like yours, but let's say you and your son live together and he gets COVID. Well, he's been vaccinated, but he got COVID. But is he somehow reducing the risk of passing it along to you by having been vaccinated? And that's what this study looks at. And it is truly a game changer. This study has revealed that, admittedly, while vaccination against COVID is crucial for the individual to prevent severe disease and death, so your son is better off having been vaccinated, no question. Even fully vaccinated individuals can catch the virus. We know that. They're breakthrough infections. And moreover, they can pass it on very readily. So what they found in this study was that the vaccine does not reduce the risk of passing COVID within a household. That's like really the acid test, because a casual encounter, you talk to someone in a supermarket, for a minute, and, this is a highly transmissible virus, but it takes a little more than just passing contact, usually, to transmit it. So the household transmission is really an example of how it gets passed along. Researchers from the Imperial College of London and the UK Health Security Agency looked at data from 204 household contacts of 138 people infected with the Delta variant. Admittedly, a small study. But what they found is that the risk of transmitting COVID if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated to another member of your household was approximately equivalent. Now, it has been argued that if you get COVID, you're certainly going to have a milder case if you've been vaccinated, and it is possible that the virus is not going to be as transmissible for as long. But what they've discovered is that the viral counts, culture from the nasal passages of people who've been vaccinated differ very little from the viral counts of people who are unvaccinated. So this whole argument kind of falls apart, is that when they say it's highly irresponsible for you not to be vaccinated because you're propagating this to other people, you could kill your, you know, granny. You could kill granny even if you've been vaccinated. And that's really a game changer in our understanding about this, that the vaccine is helpful possibly to you in terms of, and no question, studies show that the severity of COVID is less if you've been vaccinated, if you have a breakthrough case, as your son is experiencing. He has a mild case. Okay, test positive. He's not very sick. He's being isolated. Okay, good. So the vaccination will protect him. But it turns out that the decision to get vaccinated is much more about personal risk, not so much about stopping the spread or crushing COVID. The vaccinated are more of a risk to themselves than to others who've been already vaccinated, than vice versa, right? So this is a very, very important study. I wonder if politicians and the media and health authorities will begin to pay attention to this, because we need an all-of-the-above approach to COVID. Vaccination, okay, yeah, but vaccination alone is not going to stop it. We need better therapeutics. We need a healthier populace with optimizing their weight, their diets, their sleep habits, their exercise, the supplements they take, like you, Maddie. These are crucial determinants of outcomes in COVID and will help us blunt the epidemic, the pandemic, which is becoming endemic. It's going to circulate around. No matter how many shots, how many boosters, third, fourth shots, now they're talking about a fourth booster for some people who are immunosuppressed. This is not going to make it go away. And we really have to revise our way of looking at this condition. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, inviting your comments, your questions. This is Intelligent Medicine.
There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a solution for low B1. Zobria. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1, with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells to stop functioning properly, resulting in numbness, tingling, burning, and pain pain in the feet and legs. It may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to improve the functioning of these nerve cells. You can get Zobria risk-free by going to ZOBRIA.com. That's Zobria.com, and get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255 for calls. And there's a significant breakthrough in terms of preventing severe COVID. And let's take it one step further than the previous call, which was by Maddie, who was concerned that by delivering food to her son with COVID, she could catch COVID. And she's feeling kind of icky, but maybe that's just psychosomatic. But let's say she feels sick and then tests positive for COVID. What do you do in the early phases? Do you just stay home and wait it out with a thermometer and a pulse ox to find out if you really need to go to the hospital? What can you do? Well, some people are gobbling up hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and those have studies both pro and con. And it's kind of confusing because, there's sort of dueling narratives about the efficacy or lack thereof of those agents for prevention of severe COVID. Along comes another repurposed drug, a drug intended for something entirely different. And it's kind of ironic that this drug is designed to treat obsessive compulsive disorder, which a lot of us are suffering from because we're masking and washing our hands and we're looking for all the world like we have OCD, a lot of anxiety and avoidance. And the drug is fluvoxamine, commonly known as Luvox. And I can think in my entire medical career of only a couple of patients who have been on Luvox. They suffer from severe obsessive compulsive disorder. But it turns out that Luvox can significantly reduce COVID-19 hospitalization. The story was so important that it made the pages of the Wall Street Journal. A widely available antidepressant holds promise as a treatment for COVID-19, according to a new study. COVID-19 patients who received fluvoxamine were significantly less likely to require hospitalization than those who didn't in the largest clinical trial evaluating the antidepressant's effect on COVID-19 to date. So the researchers found that patients who received fluvoxamine were 32% less likely to be hospitalized than those in the placebo group. But get this, among patients who stuck to the regimen closely and reported taking the drug for at least 8 days of the 10-day course, there was an even bigger difference. There was a 66% reduction in hospitalizations and 91% reduction in death rates. And I think it was, let me see here. I'm looking at the original study. There were 12 deaths in the placebo group and just one death in the Luvox group. That's the 91% reduction. And this is just very, very interesting. And they're suggesting that this may be an early treatment for COVID. Say you come down with COVID and you can take this medication. The side effects are pretty minimal and prevent severe COVID. Now, the interesting part about it is that the Merck pill, Molnupiravir, which was released with such fanfare a couple of weeks ago and is going to get emergency use authorization, the government's stockpiling millions and millions of doses at great expense. It costs $700 for a 10-day course. I'm sorry, for a 5-day course. It needs to be taken for 5 days. This needs to be taken for 10 days, and the total cost is, wait for it, $4, because it's an old generic medication off patent, and it's dirt cheap. So Luvox, I think, is going to start to become an important bulwark against severe COVID. All right. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. I think it's a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally every single night, and it helps my sleep, relaxes me, and I recommend it to my patients very often. It's Plus CBD from CV Sciences, and now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and it contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD Plus the ingredients L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep, on the other hand, aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD Plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up early and focused. It really works. I've tried it. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman, and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. All right, this item, a Boston surgeon has been fined $5,000 after he began surgery. The patient was prepped and ready for surgery, and the surgeon said, "I'm just going to go out to the parking lot and eat my sandwich." He fell asleep in his car during this emergency surgery and never returned for the surgery. He didn't come back until the next day. He just drove home. He's been fined $5,000 for unprofessional conduct. And there's been some concerns raised about his employment since the incident. Yeah, the surgery, he just kind of disappeared on the surgery while it was underway. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be back with more